The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Brilliant. All right, you know what song that is. You are coming in, doing a little Chicago. Yeah.
Ooh. Yes, I mean, 25 or 6 to 4.
I know, my brother was a total Chicago freak. He was 4.5 years older than I, and he played trombone.
Awesome.
So he would listen to the Chicago instrumentation.
Yes.
And try to mimic it, because that's how we all learn, by mimicking, and then we break off from there. Hey, welcome. We are live. And this is the first Thursday of the month, in case you're, like, trying to check yourself and go, where am I? What's going on? If you're listening at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM, good evening and welcome to this beautiful February. I am so happy to be here. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. And with me tonight, is the one and only Nancy Hill.
Hey!
Yeah, I'm so excited because we're going to be talking about Axiom Theater, all things Axiom, how it was founded, what's going to be happening with the rundown in 2022, as well as talking about another hat that Nancy has just had the great privilege of, and that's taking over as executive director of the Shasta County Arts Council.
Yes, exciting.
So we have just
A lot of stuff.
And girlfriend, if there's anybody who can carry the energy of all of those hats, it's you, Miss Hill.
Well,
Ms. Hill.
I owe you more money Mrs. in your paycheck now.
The woman.
I owe you more money now, Linda.
The head honcho.
It's gonna be money and Hershey's kisses, I think.
And also with you, you've brought Daniel Hill.
Yes. Hello.
Hey.
How's it going, everybody?
My country son.
I really like this smile on this guy.
He's wonderful.
I like the smile he wears.
Thank you. It's organic. It's real. I'm happy. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, man. Well, we're going to talk about your involvement as well with Axiom. So let's just kick back a little bit here. And by the way, Jared, how are you tonight at the helm?
I'm doing well.
Hey, Jared.
When it comes to any kind of music, you can pull up maybe a little Shop of Horrors. What are some of the things that if he could pull up just by searching some of the music that might coincide with tonight?
I was looking at the Axiom Theater.
Yeah, we're going to do Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I was looking at Shakespeare.
Don't play I'm Alone or Don't Touch Me. Those would probably be banned on the radio.
Oh, yeah, we can't say certain words. Trust me, we've been through this the other day.
Right, you could sing or play Putting on the Ritz.
Oh, that's great.
That's always great.
If you're blue and you don't know where
Linda knows that song.
That is so, oh, my gosh, you guys.
We should have Linda sing that
song. So, Nancy, for our listening audience, let's talk a little bit about the fact that you have been an educator.
Yes, I retired in 2020, just as COVID started, and...
I bet you're glad about that.
Oh, yeah. All my teaching friends out there, God bless you. I'm so sorry you're going through this.
Let's go back a little bit about the history of your background. Where were you raised? When did you decide that you wanted to be a teacher, and how many years did you do that?
Oh,
so let's go into the formative years.
Oh, my gosh. When God was a corporal. Here we go.
That's good.
I was born and raised here. Went through the elementary programs actually in Shasta Lake City and then came down to Shasta High so that I could take advantage of all the wonderful music opportunities at that high school at the time. I played violin, so I was in the orchestra, but my main axe was singing. I love to sing. And I did musicals with Ken Putnam, those of you out there that
yes,
know Ken.
Yes, of course.
Voila. Anyway.
Yes, those were great. In fact, I was just, Lynn Moss. I was just talking to Lynn Moss, who was very much and very involved with the costumes and the sets and helping Ken as well. And I came to Reading right around that time.
Yeah.
When he was taking over the Cascade.
Right. Mm-hmm. I did that with him, and then I went to Shasta College for a couple of years, and I wanted to be a performance major like everybody does when they go to college. And then you have that wake-up call of, Wow, I really don't like to go to auditions and be rejected 8,000 times. So I love my community. So I decided to get my teaching credential at Chico State. And then I came home and immediately got a job because my parents were tired of supporting me. And so I subbed at West Valley for a year, and then they hired me on full time at Anderson High School, and I was there for 35 years.
My goodness.
Long time.
What a great, what a great foundation.
Oh my God.
All the kids that you, okay, so there's why, now I'm getting to why you guys kicked off in Anderson.
Yeah.
At was it a high school when I saw Cabaret?
Yeah, that was at the high school.
In Victoria Graham, the great Victoria Graham was in that.
Yes.
And I really loved the production.
And Becky Mosley,
yes.
Mimi's daughter-in-law,
yes.
And Louie.
Great job.
Yeah, we just had a great time doing that show. That was our second show. The first show we did was Waiting for Godot at Pilgrim Church. And Ken had a great cast. It was so much fun. And we have just been going ever since January of 16.
Jeez.
So, yeah, we just celebrated our fifth or our sixth? I can't count past four. Being a musician, but it's just been so much fun. What an experience.
Now, do you still play?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we did Woody Guthrie's American Song last summer, I played the piano with that group and directed that show and had a great time. Daniel was our young Woody in that show. What amazing times we had.
Yeah, we haven't announced it, but keep an eye on Woody Guthrie's Song. It might be coming back.
Oh, it is. It's coming back.
I heard. I didn't have the great honor of attending, but those who I personally know that did just said it was really, really good.
It was a wonderful show. We had such a wonderful time. Bill and Lisa Collins in
that
show.
Oh, yeah,
they're
the best.
And it just goes
so
on and on and on.
Invested when they do something. I'm
they
just
are.
Honored to know them as well. So let's take an early break. When we come back, more with Nancy Hill and Daniel, we're going to get into Axiom. Let's go into Axiom. I'm still astonished at 35 years of being a teacher and staying at the same place. How wonderful for all of the alumni.
Well, they have, a lot of them have jumped on to be a part of Axiom, which has just been a blessing and a joy. Probably at least 10 or 15 kids that have come back to the community, and we meet more and more of them every day, I don't even know what the word is, just hang out again.
Yeah.
It's just so fun.
We get acquainted.
We do.
Pat Karch had I believe it was a retirement party. And which brought Carl and I into the new building of the Axiom Theater.
Yes.
And that room it was a bar, first of all, in a room. Great place to rent. I'm just telling people, if you need a reception area or a party area, or you want to do a presentation in one room and then have a party in the other area, this is a wonderful building for that. I love the tiered seating going down.
That's Ken Hill.
Looking forward to doing a show there sometime.
I'm throwing my hat
in the ring with there one time, but that I already put my dibs. You took me on a tour backstage, and it was great. So thank you, Pat Karch, who's always, doing wonderful things to connect people as well. So we're going to be connecting you more to our guests tonight, Nancy Hill and Daniel Hill. This is Linda Bott, and you're listening to North State Now here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, also online, live at KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go
there? You're the man.
Robin and Frankenstein. Ooh. With stripes, this was a funny coat, perfect fit. And Gene Wilder.
Yeah. It's the first Mel Brooks movie I ever saw.
And I remember going to this movie with my mom and dad and brother.
Yes.
I don't know where we lived at the point, but it was in Sacramento. And my dad, I happen to love stupid funny, you know, like dodgeball and stuff like that. Yeah. Stupid funny. But Mel Brooks has just got those double entendres that don't stop. And he's just brilliant. And so my dad and I are laughing, and my mother does not see the sense of humor in this. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
But welcome back to the show. This is Linda Bott. I've got Nancy Hill, who is one of the co-founders of Axiom Theater. She has also just been given the great hat of becoming the executive director of the Shasta County Arts Council.
Yes.
And good things happening over there. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let's, at the break, that's where the good mushy stuff comes from. And Daniel and Nancy, we were talking about the audition process of what happens with Axiom. And you just recently had you're 2022, and how do you put that together? How do you decide? I mean, you only have so much time, so many shows that you can do within a season. Where do you guys go to figure out how that's going to unfold?
That actually is the job of our artistic director, who is Ken Hill, who is my husband and Daniel's dad. It is a family affair, but we do have a lot of people involved in that process with him. And he basically is in charge of looking at the season, recommending and selecting shows, helping pick directors, etc. And then we go into the process of getting all the rights and the royalties paid for and taken care of. And then we have a general audition for our season. And this year, our general audition is going to take place the first week in June for the upcoming season 6.
Which would be 2023.
Yes. 22, 23.
Okay. Yeah. So how do you base your season? It goes from what to what? So if your auditions are in June, that would be for what?
We
August?
Would start in September.
September, okay.
We do that, what I call the academic calendar, because when we started Axiom, I was teaching.
Okay.
And so
okay.
we kind of laid it out that way, and I had summers off.
Okay.
Because that was the only time we would have to regroup and re-energize. And,
I like your process, and help me know, is this because in my years of auditioning, I never, had heard that it was done this way. And so I like to hear that your process and share with our listeners that if you're ever thinking of getting into just like, even if it's just a walk-on, a one-liner, just being part of the theater, a community theater feeling is, it's just exploring oneself to open oneself in a way that you would never experience with a family, newfound feelings. It happens in theater.
Right. Daniel went through the process as an actor. You want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah. So last June, I came to the general audition, and we had got some information prior, you know, on Facebook. You could see what shows are coming up, what roles they're looking for. It was very comprehensive. And so I kind of looked, oh, that show seems interesting. So I came in, like, with a general idea of a few different shows I wanted to audition for. And we all sat together in the auditorium. And then, you know, directors would say, okay, we are going to audition for this show now. And they just kind of went through all the shows. And if you wanted to go up there and say some lines or do the part, or, you know, see how far they could poke and prod you and try and earn a role, then you'd go up there and you'd do it. And by the end of the process, a week or two went by, and then I, you know, got an email saying, we'd like to offer you this part, this part, this part, and you could say yes or no.
Did you take all three parts? Were they three different productions?
Yeah.
Or three different roles within one play?
So, different productions. So I played Rocky in Rocky Horror. I had the honor of playing Richard Hannay in the 39 Steps, and then I'll be in Nancy's production of Young Frankenstein in the ensemble.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So let's talk a little. That's exciting. So when you do a general audition, you can know, can one go in there and not know, basically maybe have never seen any of those plays, and they just want to maybe sing a tune and play, read a couple lines, and then the casting agents or the casting directors,
yeah,
right, can now look and say, oh, that person would be great for, you know, Papa Schmooze or whatever his name, or right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's about it. And you can mark down as an individual who's auditioning what months you might be free, when you might not be free, scheduling conflicts, and the directors will look at that and they'll make sure that you fit into their show. And and yeah, so you can be as free and open and willing to take on any role, or as, you know, closed and direct as you want to be. And, you know, the more open you are, probably the more opportunities you might have as well.
I just love to hear this. Now, Nancy, with your upcoming show, let's talk about the casting of Young Frankenstein. And I'm looking so forward to seeing this in a theater production, because we know the movie.
Right. The theater production is just as funny. Mel Brooks produced it on Broadway, so he had his heavy hand in there, and he's going to make sure his artistry is reigning supreme. It's just who Mel is. And so when we cast the musicals, for example, we had four musicals for the season, and so the musical directors and I basically put people through a basic audition, had them sing 16 bars of a song, and we then gave them cold reads, which are parts of the script for different characters, and we have a quick process and then a more lengthy callback process.
Okay.
So the quick process just gives us a quick snapshot of what they sound like, what they look like, how well are they at portraying a particular character or part, and then it helps us to sort of maneuver people in different spots for different shows. And so, for example, Daniel, I think all the directors were fighting over him because he's this young, wonderful actor.
With a good attitude.
With a great attitude and a great smile. You can't see it.
Yeah.
If you could.
He's got a can-do spirit.
Yeah. And so the directors, once we get done with whittling things down into who's going to go where, with the musicals, and we meet with the straight plays directors, and we all talk about who we really would like to see in lead roles, because the lead role really establishes the show. Even for White Christmas, I had already known who I wanted to play, Bob Davis, the Bing Crosby character, mm-hmm. Bob and Phil, and who I had in mind for Phil. So that made it easy for me, because I actually went out and solicited them to audition for the show, which is good.
Yes.
It's a good thing
yes.
to do. If we know what our local talent is, can't, you know, we get them involved. And so it saves a little time, and you already know what their skill sets are. So the directors have that ability to go out and solicit and seek other people to come and audition. Mm-hmm. And last year was crazy. We had, I think, around 95 people audition for the show, and for 8 shows in the season. And I think we cast all but 5 of them, and the 5 were very specific. They only had a certain time and a certain show they were interested mm-hmm. in. And unfortunately, not all of them we weren't able to accommodate. So, but 95 people that some of them, about half of them, we'd never seen before.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah, so it becomes a great educational experience, too.
Are they from this area, or did some come from Butte County and thought, I don't care, I'll travel, I'd love to do this, or
our most distance traveler was in White Christmas, and he was a Trinity County young man.
Uh-huh.
We have had people come as far from Chico and Mount Shasta in other seasons.
Right.
But most of the talent is insanely good, and it's all local. We have, Linda, I mean, you're an example of that. You're an incredible performer.
We have wonderful talent here in Reading.
We have so much talent.
We're very blessed to have a great community full of people, and people like yourselves who said, we are going to start our own theater company, because I'm not sure 5 years ago, Young Frankenstein would have been brought to Reading.
Right. It probably wouldn't have. And we've done a lot of, I would say, contemporary pieces. We do traditional pieces. Mm-hmm. We do edgy pieces and stuff in between. We do a children's program. We're doing Secret Garden, which is for children, and there are children in the show. We have a summer program for our kids. We have an elementary program, and now we're starting a high school program in June. And those kids will be writing and performing a show that they're going to do. And then we're doing Little Mermaid Junior, and we'll probably have 80 little kids running around for 4 weeks.
How cute is that? All right, we're going to have to take another break. But when we come back, more about the shows.
Yes.
And what we can look forward to the season. And, Daniel, you're doing the media. You are the director of media relations mm-hmm. and the website and the footage and all of that that's going to be happening through the Axiom performances as well, correct?
Yeah, I can direct you to all the places to go to see what's coming up. And
all right.
Yeah,
Let's talk about that when we get back, because we want you to hang out to the other side. And let's talk about the wonderful productions at Axiom, and then we'll switch over and talk about what's happening at the Shasta County Arts Council as well, and what's going on that little brick building across the street over there. We
so
want to hear
pretty.
All those good things. We'll be right back. This is Linda Bott. Thanks for being here tonight. We've got another half hour here with Nancy Hill and Daniel Hill. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and also at KCNR1460.com, streaming live. We'll see you later.
Comrades mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or rumbarellers in their midst.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
They released a horror, they released a fright, lurking in the darkness, waiting in the night. For this act of madness, there is no excuse. Don't you see? He is free. He's loose. He's loose. He's loose.
That's great. The monster.
We definitely need timpanis. Welcome back to the show. We are live here on KCNR. This is so great. This is Linda Bott. You're just tuning in. Nancy Hill, who is the co-founder of Axiom Theater, and is also the executive director of Shasta County Arts Council, is here along with Daniel Hill, who is in charge of media. What's your title, Daniel?
Yeah, I am the co-media director alongside my friend Michaela Duarte for Axiom Repertory Theater. We handle the website and social media and all of getting all of our information out to the press.
I hope I'm on that list. I want to be on that list big time because we love this partnership now that on this Thursday night and also on our morning show that we can bring in actors. If it's musicals, we'd love to have them open up their chops and sing a song and talk about what it is to experience this new Axiom season and talk about what we want to do is pack the house. We gotta
absolutely
have butts in the seats, always.
Butts in the seats.
Yeah. So Nancy, let's talk about what we want to share too with people. We were talking at the break is that, you know, if you want to be part of the theater, family and you maybe don't feel like, oh, I can't be on stage. Well, there's other, avenues.
Absolutely.
Parts of the theater, which is great about community theater because
yes,
not everybody can be there every single night.
Right. So, we have been building a cadre of people for the last 5 years in terms of where we started. I think we had maybe 8 people that were doing all the work, and then it was 10, and then it was 15, and then it was 20. And strangely enough, during COVID, we had people coming out of the woodworks because they were so bored and sad,
yeah,
not being able to view live theater, participate in it. So we had this beautiful space that was in need of paint and in need of just beautiful renovation, and we had 50 to 75 people coming in and helping us paint a 14,000 square foot building.
Let's talk about how you came upon securing that building.
Well, that's Erin Richart. She is our realtor, and Erin, her kiddo has been in our summer shows.
Yes.
And so I called her up and said, Erin, I'm really tired of schlepping set pieces up the stairs, because our incubator was actually Old City Hall, and the Shasta County Arts Council was our partner. And so our productions were getting larger. It was becoming increasingly difficult in that footprint to create what we wanted to. We were also doing some partnering with the Cascade, but their schedule was very limited because they have a lot of one-offs coming in at the time.
Right.
So I started saying to Erin, we got to find a place. Let's find a place. And I'd seen this place on Craigslist, strangely enough. And then she brought it to me, and I went, oh, my God, this is it. This is the place. And so we showed the board, and it was a really scary time because, you know, you're investing a huge amount of money into the monthly rent of the space, leasing it, signing a 5-year lease. A little scary, but man, we took the leap of faith, and it's turned out to be this incredible. It's just a beautiful space now.
And it's a wonderful space.
Yeah.
And I will attest to being there and just encouraging everybody to see a production there. So how many can you actually get on? Now, the place that you showed me, which was the tiered, is that, that's the theater part.
Yeah, that's the, right now we're setting in cabaret form because of COVID, and we have 3 feet of distance between the different tables. We have on the first row, 4 top tables, which means we can seat 4 people. Then the rest of the rows have 2 top tables, 2 seats, and they're very well distanced so that we mitigate what we need to do for our COVID mandates.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a lower and upper mezzanine and a balcony section that we've built. So in this iteration, we seat about 145 to 150.
It's a nice size.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. And
it was like a little under 100 at City Hall.
Right.
And those chairs were
hard.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. But, I mean, because you have to have a place. But from there, you've sprung this is really works well.
Right. And as we grow our audiences, we can open it up to almost 300 seats.
Fantastic.
Once COVID is mm-hmm. gone, mm-hmm. God help us. And then we move on into being able to seat as many people as we can. So it's close to 300 right now. And we're so excited about the opportunity of using it in that iteration
right.
as well.
Well, I think really truthfully, if we talk about the fact that we all want to get on with our lives,
yes,
that we just, the people that are in charge that are trying to make sound decisions, if you deem it to be so or think it to be so, that it's changing all the time, so we have to change with it. And if that means that we have to mask, if that means that whatever we have to do in order to get out there and continue on with our business, we have to do it.
Yeah,
because we're not going to stay home.
Exactly. And we made the decision to go for it. So we started working on theater a year in, it was probably 6 months into COVID. And Daniel and I started by taking this ugly fountain out in the lobby. It was awful.
Yeah, it started you and I. We went into the theater. I'm like, okay, it's time to start renovating. And we brought out the sledgehammer and we
got rid of this ugly, awful fountain that was not part of anything other than it was taking up space. So
yeah,
we got rid of it. And then we started painting. And
before we knew it, we had those 50 people coming in painting with us.
That's
it was
excellent.
So great.
That is just great.
Yeah, and
that's
organizing costumes and props and creating a sewing space for us in a green room. And it's just been so fun to watch it just in front of your eyes. Every day you go in, there's something new and cool going on. And I'm not there every day. So I walk in, it's like, oh, my God, this is new. And it's so fun.
Oh, that's great. So now you have Young Frankenstein. You cast Young Frankenstein. And
yes.
When do you start rehearsing for that particular production?
Young Frankenstein starts in March, mm-hmm. and we open in May. So we'll have a two-month production schedule, and then we open up and we'll run the month of May. And then we will have our high school program come in for the month of June, and we are going to do Woody. I'm announcing it officially. Woody is on in June, and we'll close July 4th, which will be such a great closing. We're going to do a matinee on July 4th at 2 so that people can leave the space and go to dinner and then have a great time watching the fireworks.
That's great.
On the 3rd and the 4th, so that's exciting. And
that's
then,
wonderful.
Yeah, and then we're going to do our summer rep. It's a true repertory, which basically means that we rotate shows in and out every weekend. So you could be seeing Woody.
It's like summer stock.
Yeah, it's like summer stock. It's like going to Ashland Shakespeare Festival, mm-hmm. which, by the way, are our mentors. They actually help us through questions or issues that we might be having, and we have been open when they haven't been. So mm-hmm. that's been so wonderful. July 1st, we opened. We haven't closed. We've only had to cancel a couple of shows in the summer for COVID, but we've been open.
Mm-hmm.
Every show's been going off like clockwork, and people have been so wonderful. You know, they do come in and wear a mask just for their safety and everyone else's, and it's just been a beautiful space and experience. And so our summer rep shows, I can give you a couple of hints. We're looking at a show about a chorus line. It's kind of a fun show about a chorus line. And then we're looking at Sondheim, a Sondheim show. And we're looking at, which is great. And then we're looking at another show about, what is it about, Dee? Help me out. I don't want to say the names. We haven't purchased them yet,
okay.
So I have to be careful.
Okay, yeah.
So we're looking at a really fun comedy, a play.
Yeah.
And then, we're just...
in the process, and where through the fundraising that it costs, too? Is this Samuel French?
It's a bunch of different publishing companies.
All
Samuel French actually was swept up right before COVID into a company called Concord Theatrical.
Okay.
So now they have Thames Whitmark. They have Samuel French. Concord has got a huge line of product that you can rent. Andrew Lloyd Webber's catalog, they've swept him in, and Rodgers and Hammerstein's catalog is swept in. So it's a monopoly.
Huge.
It's a huge monopoly. There's still a couple of other, MTI Music Theater International has Little Mermaid Jr., a lot of the more popular contemporary mm-hmm. shows that
Disney.
Come on Broadway. Yeah, Disney mm-hmm. and Broadway shows. So,
when you go and you say, oh, we really should do that show, then you go online, or do you have a representative, or is it like an agent that represents that company that you say, we want to do this show, and they go, well, you can't do this show because the show's being done in Sacramento at this time?
It's a pretty simple process now. My wonderful assistant, Amy Dunn, is learning that. You go online, you register, you go onto your page, and mm-hmm. you basically put in all the parameters, dates, times, what your ticketing prices are, et cetera. And then it goes off into the world of cyberland.
Yes.
And then 10 minutes later, they send you a contract, usually, unless it's restricted. We usually know it's restricted because we won't get a contract back for days.
Okay.
And it's because they're talking to the producing company that is doing it professionally. And they get to determine, because they've already written the rider with the company, whether or not they'll let amateur groups do it. And typically, if it's on a national tour and it's not coming onto the West Coast, we can do it.
Okay.
If it's coming anywhere near us, 300 miles or closer, they usually restrict us.
I get it.
Okay. Or it could be completely restricted just because it's still playing on Broadway, and they're still obtaining a percentage of tickets that are showing a viability on Broadway. So it's an easy process to do, but it is, if you haven't done it before, it could be tricky to navigate.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Talk to us about who approached you, or how were you approached to become the executive director? Is that because did they know your work ethic from all the theater that you were doing upstairs, or have you known the people involved for years, or how did that whole thing come about?
Well, John Truitt, the chairman of the board, and Viva Downtown, and one of my best friends since high school. Initially, we talked about it, and he wasn't ready to do any applications, but so I just kind of let it go and said, okay, it's all good. He came back about 3 months ago in November and said, hey, we're starting to really look at this. Would you be interested in being on the board? And I said, sure, I would serve on the board for the Arts Council. That sounds great. And I said, so, you know, what are you looking for? And they said, well, we have somebody that's interested, and they have experience in the community. I said, oh, do they have arts experience? Are they an artist, a visual or performing artist? And he said, well, no, they don't have any arts experience. And I kind of looked at him funny, and I said, how would they run an arts council? They don't know what arts are about. He goes, exactly, you need to apply. So my dear friend Agata, who is our interim director, she and I have become partners in crime, and I love her. She's so fun. She's the visual arts side of the council. I'm the performing arts side of the council. And we meet in the middle and tag team it and go. And we're having a blast. I've been there a little over a month now and just cooking with gas.
All right,
fun.
So let's talk more about that when we get back after this break. We've got one more break. We're here till 7 o'clock, and we are here with Nancy Hill, as you maybe saw my face post today. She is one of the co-founders of Axiom. Axiom is up and going and on its way with a brand new season. We're going to be talking more about that, as well as what's happening with the Shasta Arts Shasta County Arts Council, what's happening across the street, one of the art shows, how is the art walk, all of these other things, so we can mark our calendar and support what's happening in this community. We'll be right back. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now.
Arose from primeval slime, death has ruled without question. Death has ruled supreme, without the least suggestion that man could foil its scheme. But now we call on science to end.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for my show, North State Now, on the first Thursday of every month. We'll cover what's going on in the North State, Axiom Theater, local theater, art, food, film, and even the latest in astrology. That's North State Now on the first Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomenon, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need?
This is what somebody thinks of when they audition.
Yes.
This is in front of, I really need this job.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Okay, anyway, so, like, you get totally lost on that one. Welcome back to the show. I was in just, like, kind of theater la-la land there for a moment. This is Linda Bott, North State Now. We're finalizing this segment of the show with some words from Daniel Hill, who is very much part of the Axiom Theater, doing advertising and film and production.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
And the show is opening next week called...
Yeah, we have Shakespeare in Love opening next week, Friday, February 11th, running through the 27th. 12 performances over 11 days.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Are you in this show, Daniel?
I'm not in this show, but I have been helping out with gathering promo and, you know, posting stuff on social media. But it does look to be a pretty fun show, directed by our friend Cassie McKeachin, and starring a couple Reading folks.
Yeah.
Well, you're smiling there because, you know, you remind me very much. You have this great energy like your father who has, you know, you grew up in a totally theatrical family. I mean, you were a stage door baby born in a trunk.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, he told me I was born under a rock.
Yeah.
But, you know. But we're still trying to figure that one out.
Like, his mom would not say that.
Yeah. No, and so you... when did you really know that, well, it's one thing to have your family involved with theater, but that this was going to be a way of life for you in your adulthood?
Yeah, in my adulthood, let's see, I did Rocky Horror a few years back. I hadn't done theater for a while. I went off to college. I studied the environment. I was a teacher for a couple years and was kind of getting not necessarily bored, but wasn't really tapping into my passions. And so I was talking to my dad on the phone, and he's like, well, come do Rocky Horror. So I was living in Weaverville, driving over the hill, and then I did this show, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a lot of fun. I quit my job, moved in with the folks, moved into these cool apartments downtown, and now I get the honor of playing Woody Guthrie in our production of Woody Guthrie's American Song, and I just got to play Richard Hannay in this cool Hitchcock Python mix of a show called The 39 Steps.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now I've kind of caught the bug, and I just can't wait to do more shows. But like you mentioned when we first started talking here, we have Shakespeare in Love coming up, which is a very unique show. It's based off of the movie. It had Gwyneth Paltrow in it.
Right.
And
Academy Award she won, I think, for that.
Yeah.
She did. And so this is the stage rendition of that movie, right? And it follows William Shakespeare as he's writing Romeo and Juliet. And he finds his muse in the Gwyneth Paltrow character. Her name's Viola. And the show kind of references a lot of different Shakespeare plays that he wrote in his time, and it's a very good romantic comedy. There's a dog in the show, a real dog. It does tricks.
Isn't there stage fighting too?
There's fighting. There's swords. We spent a little bit of money on some really cool swords, and so we have fight choreography. And we'll be posting on our social media. Axiom Repertory Theater on Facebook and on Instagram. We're going to post some behind the scenes of some of that fight choreography and stuff. But you'll have to come see it in the theater for the real deal.
All right. Yeah, so that opens
February 11th.
February 11th. It goes to the 27th.
Yeah, yeah. We have a special show on Valentine's Day. Keep an eye out. We're going to have a giveaway for two tickets and a $75 Moonstone Bistro gift card.
Oh, of course.
Coming up soon.
And after February, the next performance, then, before we get to Young Frankenstein, we've got a couple coming up after that. Before that, which is...
we have a musical, The Secret Garden.
It's a beautiful show. It's based on the book, and... it's a full-length musical. It's for children as much as with children in it. And it's about a young girl that comes to live with a family that has a young man that's in a wheelchair, and she helps to draw him out. And I don't want to give away the story, but it's just a beautiful story about some beautiful children and their parents, et cetera.
And that opens in March.
In the middle of March.
In the middle of March.
And it's a limited run for 2 weeks, and then they take another couple of weeks off.
And we roll into April, where we have the new show by Steve Martin called Meteor Shower.
Now, is that something that has been on Broadway?
It was on Broadway for a year, and I think it got shut down because of COVID. But it starred some pretty funny, famous comedians right now. Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele was in it.
And then
Amy Schumer.
Schumer, okay. Who's hilarious.
She was in it, and...
he's so funny.
Yeah, it's a wonderfully dark comedy. Very dark and sort of like The Jerk in that respect.
And, it's always a treat when we have our artistic director and my father and your husband, Ken Hill.
Ken Hill's directing
this. He's directing
that'll be
that
fun.
One, so that'll
and
be
that's called, again, the Steve
Meteor
Martin.
Meteor Shower.
Meteor Shower, okay. Meteor. I don't know where I think I don't know, something about a Steve Martin doing a show, writing a show that's going to be produced or was produced on Broadway, and just maybe the headline or something. But speaking of Steve Martin and John Candy, I watched the other day, and I don't know why, but somehow I didn't intend to. It was on. And Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, my God.
I found myself, I probably have seen it before, but just this particular time, I laughed. I was by myself laughing out loud, just like tickled. I got so tickled. And that is just the beauty of great writing, great acting, when you can cry and laugh and be taken to a place. And this is what happens in theater. There's something about the sense, the smell, the liveness of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go to the movies, but the movies today, I don't know about you guys, but things are so polished and so like not on a real screen kind of thing. I mean, some can transport you, but live theater is... You can hear somebody coughing in the background, and it's real.
It's true. It's so fun. And this particular show, I think it's Steve Martin has this really interesting dark humor sometimes. And it's just, Ken read me some of the excerpts from it. I, like you said, laughing out loud and just hilarious.
I just finished reading the script for the first time just a couple days ago, and my jaw just, I thought it dropped about halfway through, but it just kept dropping.
So funny.
Well, the two of you, we do have to close up. Thank you so much for coming here tonight, and we do the first Thursday of every month with North State Now. That's my show. And then on the second Thursday, we have Michelle Slade that does Heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Empire, as we call them. And on the fourth Thursday, Ted Leidy and Carl Bott are doing a new show about guys talking about guys talking. Guys stuff, how they view things, and it's really fun that they have the cigar of the month and the bourbon of the month, and it's really cool, and it's good, clean, good stuff.
Okay,
we need
to do a girl show to counter that.
Absolutely. Well, we've got our theater moment here, which
there
I absolutely love. So thank you, and we'll invite you to come back again next month, and we'll find out more as we get closer to the productions opening. Maybe we'll have some actors on or whatever you decide, but we love this partnership. And maybe next month we'll also have our astrologer on. We'll see. We're going to poke around and see, like, maybe what's my recipe of the month, or whose recipe of the month, or what is the cocktail of the month.
Oh, I could get behind that.
Yeah, right. And we'll have it here on the air because we can, because we own the place.
Yay.
So, and I get to go home and sleep with the owner.
There you go. Hey, that sounds like a plan.
All right, you guys. Thanks so much for joining us. And we make it a great day. Whatever you do, be kind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.